This is Nick Valente, ReviewFix.com, and this is the mid-season finale of After Dead. So where do we start? I mean, wow. What a mid-season finale. What an episode. You had everything I guess you could possibly want from this episode. You had a few main characters. They got the axe. You know, definitely had fans reaching for the Kleenex and wiping those tears as we say goodbye to our beloved Herschel. And also you have fans cheering that the governor literally gets the axe. It was the huge showdown between Team Rick and Team Governor. But with the loss of Herschel, I mean, that's pretty significant in terms of the fact that he was a big part of this show. A big part of this series, and he's going to be missed. Because you see that, you know, everybody knows that Rick is the leader, you know, was the leader most of the series. Then his role started to diminish slowly. But in this season, like the first half of this season, you see that Herschel's the guy to go to. You know, he was calm, cool, and collected. And he was the father figure. You know, everybody went to him. He had that calm, soothing philosophy of how to handle every situation. It could be anything. Herschel, the pig's taking his shit in the middle of the farm. What do we do? Well, what you can do is you gotta stop breaking my balls because I'm trying to plant the goddamn fucking flower or whatever the fuck it is we're planting here. But, you know, he was the father figure. I mean, you could go to him about anything, and, he had that smooth, philosophical tone about him. And, any situation they were in, you felt comfortable with him. You know, you felt like he was your dad as an audience member, as a member of the audience sitting on your couch. You're like, oh, wow, this guy, I'm glad, we have him. You know, he's the veterinarian, he's the doctor. You know, he was like George Clooney, for God's sakes, a few episodes ago, pumping liquid into the infected. So, but, he will be missed. A few emotional scenes that, not easy to watch was when Megan was unfortunately killed as she was, playing in the mud. And then up comes a zombie, Jason Voorhees style, from underneath the ground. And then she gets bit, and then, the whole thing where the governor had to put her down. But, this episode, the highlight of this episode was the final showdown, and then how Herschel, unfortunately, gets killed. But, the final moments of this episode were tense. Rick had his way of saying, listen, this is our prison, this is our home, we're not leaving. And then the governor said, no, you're leaving. So the whole back and forth, and finally things escalated, and comic book style, in come with the tank. And, you finally get to see the final monster version of who the governor really was. He just didn't care. And you could tell, his final glimpse of who he really was when, the conversation him and Herschel had, when Herschel calls him governor, and he's like, well, mad, he's like, don't call me that. And then Herschel, comes up with a really good point. He's like, hey, listen, you want to take, you want to hurt people in my prison, you should know that, my daughter's in there. And, you can be respectful of the fact that my daughter's in there. Why would you still want to do, harm the people in the prison? And then the governor's response was, she's not mine. So, just goes to show you what a scumbag he really was. And then, come to the climax, you have, the final showdown, a lot of, guns blazing, shooting, rocket launcher here, bullets flying everywhere, basically. And, sets up an interesting storyline for the second part of the season, because now, a few members from the prison, escape on the bus. And then baby Judith's gone missing, so hopefully she's still alive. I'm sure she is. And then, you know, Rick and poor Carl, they're horrified. Especially Rick, you could tell now emotionally he's pretty messed up. And that's going to relay into the second half of the season. Because he took a pretty good beating from the governor until Michonne came and stuck a sword right through his chest. And then Lily finished him off with a bullet to his head, deservingly so. So that's it. The end of the first half of season four, which was spectacular, really good, one of the best by far. And hopefully you keep it going in the second half. So it should be really interesting. With that said, I'm Nick Valente of ReviewFix.com. I'll see you all in February.